How do we define something so subjective and personal? Dr. Jack Croxton, the Fredonia Psychology Department Chair and Professor, highlights how individualized happiness can often be.
I think you have to find your own kind of pleasure spots and then go out and make those things happen for yourself.
There are so many different methods of making your own happiness, including spending time with our furry friends. Dr. Nancy G. is also a professor in Fredonia's psychology department, whose research deals with the area of human-animal interaction, or HI. Dr. G. mentions how unique our interactions with our pets may often be.
I have to admit, as a pet owner myself, there is something very unique and special about pets, and about the fact that when you come home, the dog greets you enthusiastically, that they want to be with you no matter if you're tired or angry or hurt. They love you whether you're fat or skinny or if you have a pimple on your face. None of that matters to the dog. And I think that kind of unconditional connection is unique and special. We don't find that very frequently in human-to-human relationships. So humans, whether we like it or not, we're always observing and we're always judging. Even people we love, we are judging. But we do not have that sense from animals. And there is something unique and special about that connection that I think contributes in a unique way to happiness, in a way that we can't get from other humans.
Another method of spreading happiness strikes more of a musical chord. As Fredonia Music Therapy Program Head and Associate Professor Dr. Joni Milgram-Letterman explains.
The goal might sometimes be happiness, but sometimes it's feeling your feelings, and it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be... So sometimes music will touch you that way, or if you're feeling sad. What a music therapist will do will bring you music that reaches you right there where you're at, and then try to move out into maybe understanding that feeling and maybe trying to be happier.
It's important to remember that creating and finding happiness is different for everybody, but the good thing is there are a number of safe and healthy ways to get there. Special thanks to Dr. Jack Croxton and Dr. Nancy G. from the Fredonia Psychology Department and Fredonia Music Therapy Program Head and Professor Dr. Joni Milgram-Letterman. Somebody came and took your